Large wind turbines can emit what is known as infrasound low-frequency noise, or ILFN. It's such a low-pitched sound that humans can't hear it, but many believe that it can be felt, and that it causes nausea, headaches, and ear pain. That's one of the loudest concerns among opponents of the 41-turbine Highland Wind Farm project in St. Croix County. It's under review by the Public Service Commission, which has until spring to issue a permit. But the PSC has struck a blow to opponents of the wind farm by stating there isn't proof wind turbines can cause sickness in those living around them. Cindy Smith is chief legal counsel for the PSC.
To get to that, what I'll call the causal link between the ILFN and the symptoms, that's really an epidemiological, a medical type circumstance that is still being studied. That's where the science is evolving.
But Brenda Sulzig, who oversees an anti-wind farm group called Forest Voice, says the PSC is doing a disservice. She says the commission is ignoring testimony from residents and acoustic experts who reported feeling sick while at a similar wind farm in Shirley, Wisconsin. Also, Sulzig says there are a number of reports from other countries that link subsonic sound from turbines to health problems.
I mean, the evidence, it's overwhelming wherever these projects that are inappropriately cited have been, these health issues have followed.
The Public Service Commission has until March 24th to either approve or deny a permit for the Highland Wind Farm in Forest. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.